Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings and good day to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. It's me, James Glory, once again with a little message for you. Today, this is a message that I consider extremely important and one which may actually hit close to home if you're prepared to listen. James 3:16 tells us this. Now, bear with me. It says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." It is today considered au fait, popular, standard fare today for TV soap operas, films, books, radio, etc., etc., to portray family units in various states of disarray and of war. The wife arguing with the husband, husband putting down the wife, each of them holding secret liaisons with others, but it's okay as long as no one finds out. Children resisting and trying to get away with the lies with the parents. Parents exasperated with their rebellious, naughty children, crediting them with adult personalities beyond their years. These confusions happen in the workplace, at school, and now even, sadly, most troublingly, in the house of God. It is now even seen cool, even humorous, to be bitchy, rhetorical and rebellious. Make no mistake today, brothers and sisters, this is a terrible trend. Households now tremble, resound and echo with raised voices, suspicion and mistrust. A threatening thread indeed, a tattered thread that stitches through the daily relationships, a fraying fabric, unravelling, unholy and unhealthy. You may even have said, "Well, what has God done for my family?" Consider again the scripture from James 13. "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." And what of this confusion and every evil work? 1 Corinthians 14:33 gives us a big clue here. "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Again, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace," as in all the churches of the saints. Today, through the bitchiness, through the fighting, through the envying, the strifes, the jealousies, the bitchiness, the bitterness, the door is open. The Bible is clear, the door is open to confusion and every evil work. The very fabric, as I said before, of the family has been unravelled by this behaviour, and people are so unaware. God, when he created families, he's a family loving God. A man and woman come together, children, do you know, he supports family. We only have to look at statistics. Do you know that 3 out of 5 families now, marriages end in divorce? You know, they say broken homes create broken lives. So many children now are born into families where the father may not be there, or they witness the envyings, the bitterness, the fighting, and partake in that confusion and every evil work, and people wonder why they grow up wrong. Again, our God is a family God, and he loves the family, and it is clear that he is not the author of this confusion, but of peace. Again, where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. What to do then? Isaiah 57 says, "For the Lord will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded." The Lord will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Yes, the Lord God will help you today. And if you need to know more, James 1:5 tells us, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." This confusion can be taken down. It can be stopped in the name of Jesus. But it has to stop and start with you today. Look to and trust the word God and what the word of God promises you for your family. He says in Psalm 32:8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, 165 tells us, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. In Hebrew, that's like saying they shall have no stumbling block. There will be no stumbling block for your family. It tells us in Psalm 55:22, to cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Today, if your family is indeed, or your workplace, or your relationships, school, wherever it may be, is full of envy and strife, then the word of God is clear. There will be confusion and every evil work. Financially, physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually, the door is open to the enemy of all God's children, the devil. The door is open, and today it is to you, trusting and looking to the finished work of Christ and his word, to slam the door firmly in the devil's face. For indeed, 1 Corinthians 14:33 tells us, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Father, I pray that today you bless families. We know that you are a family-loving God who is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Oh, Father, may your families look to you and thy Son, Jesus Christ, the Christ, the Son of the living God, and his word, and slam that door to the enemy firmly in his face. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Have a blessed day. Hallelujah.